Now we have a story about the power of play. Some 200 million toddlers in poor countries are starting life with an extra burden. Because of malnourishment or disease, these kids are small for their age and their brains are underdeveloped. The consequences of this can haunt them into adulthood. But here's some positive news. There's a study in the journal Science suggesting that more playtime with parents can dramatically reverse the damage suffered by these kids. NPR's Nurit Eisenman reports.
The year was 1986, the place Kingston, Jamaica. Susan Walker and some other researchers from the University of the West Indies, they were driving around the city's poorest neighborhoods, a lot of one-room huts with no electricity. They were looking for children whose bodies and brains were developmentally behind. And they wanted children who were very young, babies as little as 9 months old, to toddlers.
Often you could go into the home and see a child just sitting there, not really doing very much. There were very few toys in the home, very few things for the children to play with. There wouldn't be anybody actually necessarily sitting with the child and trying to engage them in an activity.
Walker and the others wanted to test a theory they'd been working on. What if you could get the mothers to play more with their children? Would the stimulation help these kids' brains catch up? So they trained community health workers to go into the homes once a week for an hour to teach the mothers to engage more with their children, like this.
This is a cup, and the cup is a yellow cup, and you can drink porridge from the cup, and you can drink milk from the cup.
That's Margaret Chitree, one of the health workers. She says she often asked the mothers to use items from the home.
This is a spoon, and I would explain, this is a spoon, and you take the spoon, and you eat drink the porridge, and I would pretend as if to say I'm drinking porridge from the cup. Then I would put them down, and I would say to the chair, go and bring me the cup.
There were games, too. And this may seem like really simple stuff, but they just wanted the kids to engage with the world around them. These visits went on for 2 years. Then the lessons stopped. But over the next two decades, the researchers kept checking in on the children. Each time they compared them to a group of similar small-for-their-age kids, except for this. One group got no stimulating play lessons. Another group got extra food instead of the playtime. And the children who got the play lessons, they consistently scored higher on tests of IQ, self-control, and aggression. And as they reached age 20, well...
Well, we found something really remarkable.
Paul Gertler is an economist at the University of California, Berkeley. He spearheaded the most recent part of the study.
We found the group that received stimulation 20 years later were earning 25% more than the group that didn't receive stimulation.
And he says that gap in how much money they make will probably only get bigger because more of the playtime kids are in college. Best of all, the playtime kids are now even with a final comparison group, kids who weren't small for their age. In other words, thanks to the playtime, they caught up. So now the study's authors are looking into how much these kinds of playtime lessons can benefit all poor kids, not just those who are small for their age. But Paul Gertler says the takeaway from this research isn't just for poorer people.
I have lots of colleagues at various universities who have young kids, and every time I present this paper, we go out for dinner, we go out for lunch, and the conversation always turns to, have I spent enough quality time with my children playing with them in ways that make them better off?
He says there's something about these results that touches every parent. Nurit Eisenman, NPR News.